Today, Shir Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Dalet. We will begin on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph at the top of Amud Rava Omar. A Gemara goes back to the question that we were discussing in our previous year. In our previous year, we had a discussion why we need a pasuk to tell us that mechus is man, that if an animal is not able to be brought as a carbon, it cannot be used as a sar mishdaleich. And the basis of the question was, since the two animals we take, the two seirim, one has to be able to be a sar l'Hashem, and one has to be a sar l'Azazel, so certainly the sar l'Hashem is a carbon, and halacha mechus is man applies to such an animal. So it automatically would also apply to the animal that we, the second animal that ends up being the sar l'Azazel, but we don't know that at the beginning, and why therefore do we need a pasuk to teach us that the Solom Azazel has the disqualification of Mechusas Man. So Rava Amma, Rava says, the reason we needed such a pasuk was referring to a situation, the person who's selling these animals has an unfortunately, a person who's not well at home, and the halach is for a sick person, because nefesh would allow to do whatever we need to do. And the only meat that this ill individual needs to have, the only meat available to this sick person is by selling the mother of this sawyer. And we know there's a din of oisis benoi. So what happened over here was, v'shachat imoi, they shechted the mother of the serum shtaleich on Yom Kippur, which is allowed to be done. And now, we know, now we have a question, can we bring its child as the soil azazel? The child has this disqualification that the Torah Kedosha teaches us. And since at the time of the Goyrel, this child did not have the disqualification because the mother had not been slaughtered at that point. So we would think that since this sawyer is only a sar l'azazel, we don't have the problem of mechusas man. That's why the Torah had to teach us that the isra of mechusas man applies to the to a sar l'azazel as well. Rabbi Kivager makes a point that the Gemara could have spoken about a case that the two animals that were originally designated were a mother and his child, and therefore, at the time of the Goyrel, I didn't do any shechita yet. Since I didn't do any shechita at that moment, there is no mechusas man. And that's what the Torah Nisa teaches us, that since ultimately we're going to be shechting this animal, etc., there's a psul of oisa as benoi. But the Shavs HaTshuva Helef L'Chir Shloima says the reason the Gemara didn't mention such a reason, such a case, is because we started our perek by teaching us that the two animals have to be identical. And it's unlikely that the aim ubana, that the mother and a child should be identical. A mother and a child are different ages by definition. And therefore, it's unlikely that we should be able to have, that's why the Gemara didn't want to give that example. Moreover, the Shas Tshuva Se'elef L'Chosh Shleima says that we're really supposed to use for the Seirim of Yom Kippur, animals who are Zecharim, a male. And the issue of Oisav Espanoi only applies to a mother and his child, not to a father animal and his child, because Ein Yichus, there's no such, Ein Zerlav, there's no such a concept of a father by an animal. Ask the Gemara, V'chi Gavne Miyasur, but ask the Gemara, would the situation of Oisav, would the halacha of Oisas Benoi apply in such circumstances? We're not shechting the child, we're throwing it down the mountain. Answers the Gemara. And the Torah asked the Gemara, Lo Sishchatu Amrachmana. The Torah says we can't shech the mother and the child, but we're not shechting the mother and the child. The child, we're throwing down the mountain. Lo Sishchatu Amrachmana. V'ha, Lav Shchitu. What we're doing to the child is not a Shchitu, we're just throwing down the mountain. Answers the Gemara. Hamri Marava and at Yisrael, they taught us the Chiyosel Tzuk, throwing the animal down the mountain, Zui Shchitusai, is in the place of the Shechita. And therefore, it would be a situation of Oiseis Benoi. So, ask the Sfas Emes, why, if that's the case, that they shechted the mother, so why do we say that the child is also because of Mechus is man? If that's the case, we're not allowed to throw it down because the chiyosah is shchitosoi. So that's the iser. Why do we have to teach the halacha of mechusas man? So the Sfas Emes quotes his son-in-law, Rav Yaakov Meir Biederman, who said that the pasuk is teaching us that even if you threw it down and you didn't ask, it would be possible because of mechusas man. We would think that maybe b'di'evan, if you did it, it would not be possible. That's why the Torah has to teach us that it is possible. As we begin our new sugya, we begin to discuss the halacha of dichui b'kabonis. If an animal becomes disqualified for a carbon, does it remain permanently disqualified or not? We have in this, as we're going to learn in the Shia now, a fundamental machloikus of Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav holds that a living animal that's designated as a carbon ein nidochen doesn't become disqualified. Just like we're going to learn that an animal that has a mum, if the mum passes, it can be used as a carbon, so too an animal doesn't become disqualified. Rav Yochanan holds that that's only halacha by mum, but not by other disqualifications. Why would we differentiate between an animal which is alive, where Rav says it doesn't become disqualified, but an animal which is already slaughtered, Rav agrees, is able to become dochui? So some achroinim want to suggest that an animal doesn't really become full-fledged, doesn't have a full-fledged kedusha until you can't make it chulin anymore. Once it's geshachten, that animal can never revert back to chulin. Another pshat that I saw is that the inyan of dichui is only when it has the full-fledged level of a carbon. And the full-fledged level of a carbon is only when it's already brought as a carbon. The fact that I designate it for carbon is not enough to give it the full-fledged level of carbon. So begins the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah that if we already did the gairel and one of the animals died, so now we should bring another pair of animals and make a new gairel. And it should say, if the one that died, this should be its replacement. If it was the Shalshem, this new animal will be the replacement. If the Azazel died, this will be a replacement. And it's very important to explain that the words of the Mishnah are not to be understood as those types of words are usually understood. Usually this type of wording of a Mishnah means that he's making some sort of a tanai. He's making some sort of a condition. He's not making condition in this Gemara. He's saying whatever animal died, the new animal that has that designation will be its replacement. But now the question is, so let's say the Shem died. So now we do a new Goyal, and we only have one Hashem, we only have one soil Hashem. But we have two soil Azazels. Which of those two should be used as the soil Azazel? Amarav, Sheini Shebezug Rishon, the remaining animal from the first pair, Yikarev, that's what should be used for its original purpose. Sheini Shebezug Sheini Yerach Yistav, and the animal from the second Goyal should be left to graze until it becomes Bamon. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan was Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yira, the original animal that we had to stop, not be able to use because its partner died, is the animal that's left to graze. Hasheni Shebezug Sheni, and it's the second animal that he holds, Yikarev. And it doesn't make a difference, points out Tosfos Yeshanim, whether it was the Sarl Hashem that died and had to be replaced, or what is the Sarl HaZazel that died that had to be replaced? The same halacha that we're learning applies. Ask the Gemara, what is the basis of their machlokes? But my kumafgi, says the Gemara, as we said a moment ago, Rav Sava Bal Chaim Einin Dochem, and the fact that this first animal was somewhat disqualified while it didn't have a pair doesn't make it permanently disqualified, and therefore we leave it, we could reuse it. And Rabbi Yochanan saw a bal chayim nidachim, and since it became disqualified, it was not usable when it didn't have a pair. Even though now it does have a pair, it doesn't make a difference. Nidachim, once it becomes disqualified, then it remains permanently disqualified. Moreover, even Rav, as we're going to learn in our Gemara, does not really subscribe so strongly to the concept of nidachim, of animals becoming disqualified, of kabbarnas becoming disqualified, certainly in a situation where somebody was dachya b'yadayim, where you deliberately disqualified it, that's Rav will agree that we say nidachim becomes disqualified. Moreover, as we said a moment ago, Rav, who's not subscribing to this concept of bal chayim nidachim, is only in the case that we're speaking here where the animal is still alive. But as we said earlier, if it was not alive, even Rav will agree to the concept of dichui. Says the Gemara, my tam de Rav, why does Rav hold that animals don't become disqualified? The yalef michus zman. We discussed in our previous shiur, at the beginning of today's shiur, the issue of mechus zman. The mechus zman is an animal that's not able to be used as a carbon because it, for whatever reason, it's not 8 days old or the owners aren't ready to bring a carbon. Mechus zman, afgav de hashtaloi chazi. Right now, it cannot be used as a carbon. Ki hada mechsi, but when it becomes usable as a carbon, shapidami, it's when that impediment is removed, it could be used as a carbon. Hachanami loishna. Here too, it become, even though right now there's an impediment, it doesn't have a partner, when that impediment is removed, we could use it for a carbon. Ask the Gemara, how could we use that, how could Rav use that as a source for his opinion? Mi dami, hasham loishchaz klal. Again, using the example that we gave. An animal before it's 8 days old was not ever usable as a carbon. And therefore, it wasn't dochi, it didn't become disqualified. Disqualified means it was qualified, and then it became disqualified. But something which was never qualified is not called dochi. Hacha, whereas in our case, nira v'nitcha, the animal at the beginning when it had a pair was usable, and then it became disqualified. And therefore, it could be, says the Ritva, that something that had a Kedusha and then loses the Kedusha is much worse than something that never had a Kedusha. And therefore, in our Gemara, maybe Rab will agree to Dichui. So the Sfasems asks, does a Machloikus throughout Shas, what is the status of Vlodos, of the animals in the womb of their mother? Are they considered Kachim or not? And there is an opinion throughout Shas that they are considered kachim. So if that's the case, while the baby was in its mother's womb, it was nira. When it got born, as we're learning now, for the first 8 days, it cannot be used as a carbon, so it was nitcha. So every baby that's born is in the category of nira v'nitcha. So the first teretz he gives is very obvious. You can't compare a kedusha, which is an independent kedusha, to the kedusha of a vlad behema, which is only kedusha because of if its mother, and therefore it's not. Therefore, that's not considered nira v'nitcha. Ella, so we're back to trying to understand why does Rav not subscribe to the concept of dichui? Ella hainatam the Rav the yalef mibalmum over. He learns the halacha from an animal that had a balmum that loses the balmum. Balmum over, while the animal has a balmum, lav afagav the loichazi hashta, even though now it's not usable as a carbon, ki hada mechsi, when that mum passes, shapadami, it can be used as a carbon. And we don't say since it was disqualified, it remains permanently disqualified. Hachnami, here too, loishna, there's no, it's the same, even though it became temporarily disqualified, it does not become permanently disqualified. Ask the Gemara v'hasam anolan. And where do we indeed know that that is the halacha by a mum? That if the mum passes, it becomes qualified as a carbon? Answers the Gemara. The Ksiv, the Torah, when it speaks about bali mum, says, kimashchasam b'hem mum bom. And we learn from that mum bom, as long as they have a mum, hu d'lo yiratzu, they cannot be used as a carbon. However, mumon, but if the mum passes, then yiratzu, they're fine. And explains the Sfas Emes, we shouldn't say that the pasuk is talking about a case only after you made them a carbon, you made them hegdish after the mum passed. Because if you only made it hegdish after the mum passed, it's obvious that it could be brought as a carbon. I wouldn't need a pasuk for that type of a situation. Another point that the Sfas Emes says, you can't explain that the pasuk is referring to a situation where we designated this animal as a carbon while it had a mum. Because designating an animal while it had a mum means it was dochimi kara. The kegdish was never chal. Rather, we have to explain that the pasuk is referring to a situation that I was magdisha when it was not a balmum, then it became balmum, and then the mum passed, and it still could be used. So now we have a raya that the fact that something became disqualified does not make it permanently disqualified. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and Rabbi Yochanan has been subscribing to the concept of dochli. What's he going to do with this pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan, mid rechmona behem. That this, says Rabbi Yochanan, this is a halacha that was strictly stated regarding about mum. Heim, by them there's a halacha, the ki ova mumon yiratzu, that after the mum passes, they can be brought as a carbon. Ha, kala d'chuyim, all other carbonus, if they become disqualified, ha'il v'netcha nutchu. Once they become disqualified, they remain permanently disqualified. V'rav, a rav, who uses the pasuk balmum to teach us that this halacha doesn't only apply by a balmum, but applies by all kabanas. Hahu, the word behem, teaches us beinayu, as long as they're by themselves, hu d'loy miratzu, they can't be used as a carbon. Hayde teruvis, but if they're not by themselves, and the Gemara explains what that means in a moment, mirtzu, they can be used as a, they can be brought as a carbon even when they have a mum. And the Gemara explains, like Rabbi Leza taught us in a Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Ayin Zayin Amabeis. It speaks about the following situation. Evarim, you have the limbs of a number of carbonus, of a number of carbon oilus. Tamimim, that were perfectly fine animals, that got mixed up by Evarim Balim Mumin, with the limbs of animals which were Balim Mumin. And one of them was a Balim Mum. Rabbi Leza Omer, Rabbi Leza says, "Im karav arosh shel echmehem, if one of those avrim was brought, yakriva kol arosh and kulam, then we could bring all the other heads. Krav shel echmehem, or similarly, if the knees of one of them were brought in the mizbeach, without paying attention that one of them is a balmum, the loch is yakriva kol kulam, we could bring all the other. So what are we saying? What we're saying is that we had one balmum here. And it's Avram got, one of its Avram got mixed up with other similar Avram. The head of the Balmum got mixed up with all the other heads. So if the Isser of a Balmum is an Isser deraisa, so then Sofik deraisa l'chumra, and we would not be able to bring any of the heads. But since the Torah said that the Isser is only when the Balmum is alone, when the Balmum is with a Taruvus, there's no Isser deraisa. The Issa, the Raisa of bringing a Balmum as a carbon, says the Gemara is only when the Balmum is standing alone. But when the Balmum is mixed with other Avarim, there's no Issa, the Raisa. The whole Issa is only in Issa with Rabbanan. And when, when we're dealing with Rabbanan, we always say, Safak to Rabbanan Lakula, and we say that what happened was that the head that we already brought without asking is the head that was the Balmum, and all the others are fine. Now, normally, we would not be able to do something like that or say something like that. But now that this is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, we could say that. And as Rabbi Yoshev explains, certainly if we know that we have such a situation, that we have one Baal Mum Aver mixed up with all the other Baalim Mumim, going and bringing one on the Mizbeach would be similar to Bittul Issel Chatchila, deliberately being Mevatel Issel, which we're not allowed to do. Here, we don't know that. And since we don't know that, since it was brought without asking, so now we're dealing with a situation where one was brought, and as we just said, the Issel is only an Issel Drabonon, so that's why we could say that was the Baal Mum head. So Tosfos Shoshanim asks, why don't we just say that the reason we could bring all of them is because we could rely on Bittul? So the Shoshanim explain that this is a Dovish of a Minyan, something that's, which is counted the in each one individual by each one individually, there's no halacha Bittul or similar pshat, it's a Dovah Choshev, and something which is a Dovah Choshev, we don't rely on Bittul. The Chama disagree, and they said, let's say you have this mixture of all these Avrim. One is Baal Mum and the rest are not. They all should be taken out to Beis HaSreifa. Even if I already burnt all of them, Chutz Mi'echem Mehem, Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. Because they hold that there is no heter of the fact that the Baal Mum is part of a Taruvus. So we have a situation of a Safek Daraisa. And when we have a situation of a Safek Daraisa, then we have to be machmer under all circumstances, even if it's just one left. Doesn't make a difference. Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Vidach, Rabbi Yochanan, that says the halacha is that even that only by Baal Mum, after the Mum passes, the halacha is that it's that it could be brought as a carbon. All other disqualifications don't become mutter. So he needs the pasuk of Behem for that purpose. Where will he learn this halacha that we just learned in Rabbi Lezer said that you could, that the Issa is only when the Baal Mum is by itself, but when it's a taruvis, there is no Issa deraisa. Vidach nafkalei mi bom behem. He learns it from the words bom behem. Now, truthfully, the Rishonim point out that the Gemara could have given a different teretz according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara could have said that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Chachamim who hold that even when the Baal Mum is by itself, it is Osir. But the Gemara wants to give a teretz how Rabbi Yochanan could agree with Rabbi Lezer. And he says he learns from the Torah could have said the word Bom and the Torah says Bahem, I have an extra lima to teach us both. One is that only by Baal Mum is there a concept that after the Mum passes, the disqualification passes. And one is to teach us the halacha of, and the other one is to teach us this, the halacha that if it's independent, if it's in a taruvus, it's mutter. Vidach, Rabbi Lezer, and Rav, Bom, Bahem, Laidarish, they don't accept that limud. Ask the Gemara, Rav's opinion is that just because the animal, as we began our shiur today, there was the animal that didn't have a partner for a while. And while it didn't have a partner, it was dochui. But ask the Gemara, even if Rav doesn't subscribe to the concept of dochui, the halacha ought to be, ibai hai nekrev. So what did Rav say? That this animal from the first pair, albeit it wasn't usable for a certain period of time, now that it's usable, that's the animal that should be brought. Ask the Gemara, why should that be the animal that's brought? Why can't we bring the other animal? Why do we specifically look for the first animal? Answer the Gemara, a concept that we learned in the previous year, Savala, Rav agrees with what Rabbi Yossi said, Dama b'mitzvah b'rishin, that the halacha is that whenever we have a situation which we don't know what to do, when we have two animals in front of us, we should use the first animal. So the Sfas Emes asks a question. I'll tell you why we should use the first animal. Not because of Rabbi Yossi Mitzvah Barishin. The Sfas Emes says, I'll give you a much better reason. Because when, let's say, it was the first animal, was the Sar Lazazel died. And now I have the Sar Lashem left over. And now I'm bringing a new pair. If I'm going to say that the second soil Hashem is the one that should be used, that means when I declare and do the Goyrel, I have to declare that to be the soil Hashem. And using the and we don't want to mention the Shem Hashem if we don't have to. And moreover, points out the Sfasemis, as we've learned in this Masechta, every part of the Avodah on Yom Kippur is very prescribed. And we only mention the Shem Hashem a certain amount of times. And we don't want to mention the Shem Hashem more times than the Halacha tells us to. So that's why I prefer to use the first one, so I shouldn't have to say the Shem Hashem again. So the Achrayim offer a very simple teretz to the Sfasemis Kasha. Yes, in a case where it was the Saul HaZazel that died, and I have now the first Saul Hashem left over, and I have it now a second one, I would rather not have to say the Shem Hashem. But what would happen if the Saul Hashem is the animal that died? And I'm doing the Goyrel over because I have to get a new Saul Hashem. So I'm going to have to mention Hashem's name. I have no choice. And now I have two Saul HaZazels. Identifying an animal as a Saul HaZazel doesn't require that we mention the Shem Hashem. And yet, the halacha is, Rav says, that we should use the first animal. That's why the reason that the Sfasemis suggested can't be the right reason. Says the Gemara, hi Rabbi Yossi, where do we see that Rabbi Yossi says that it should be mitzvah bereisha, bereishin? Inema will say, Rabbi Yossi, that we spoke about in Masech Tishkolim, the Kupas, regarding the Kupas of the Machzor Shekel. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masech Tishkolim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis taught us, Sholosh Kupas Shosholosh Sholosh Soim, Shehem Tarmas Halishka. The procedure for bringing the Trumas Halishka was that every year they brought Shkolim, and from the new Shkolim, they brought the new Kabbonis, starting Rosh Chodesh Nissen. And the way it was done, they used to put all of those Shkolim into a Shofar, into a Pushka, that was labeled Taklin Chadatin. These are the new Shkolim. And they put all of those Shkolim in a certain room in the base of Migdash. And they used to take those all those Shkolim and put them into three big boxes. Each one of those boxes held 9 saw, and then 3 times a year they used to take shkolim out of the big boxes and put them to small boxes, each box holding 3 saw, and they wrote on the boxes Aleph Beis Gimel. And this is what's known that we discussed extensively when we learned Masechta Shkolim Trumas Halishkin. The Tanan, so the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim teaches us, Sholosh Kupas Sholosh Sholosh Soim Shebehem Tarmin Salishka. We had these 3 boxes, each one was 3 could hold 3 son that were used for the Truma Salishka. The Kosalim on the boxes, they wrote, Allah Beis Gimel, the Tanya, and the Bryson explained that Mishnah has Rabbi Yossi teaching us, Lama Kosalim Allah Beis Gimel, why were Allah Beis Gimel written on them? Lay the Ezmem Nitra Rishon, that we should know which one was the first, and that was the first box that we used for bringing the new Kabbonis Tzibur. Shemitzvah Berishon. So we see that Rabbi Yossi holds, we always go with the Rishon. Answers the Gemara, that can't necessarily serve as a good source for Mitzvah Berishon. The Be'idna Deschazi Kamaisa, when we filled up the first box, we didn't have a second box. So that's why the first box was usable, when nothing else was usable. So maybe only in such a case where the first box is usable and the other ones are not usable, that's where Rabbi Yossi says Mitzvah Berishon. But in Al Gemara, where the two animals become usable at the exact same moment, who says that the first is any more valuable than the second? There's a very interesting shaila that the Shibulei Aleket discusses. We know that the main bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, by Ma'ariv, by Shacharis, and Mincha, Elokeinu Elokei V'Seinu, Ritzeinu V'Mnuchaseinu, is always the same. But the tefillos that are said before that bracha are different, there's a different nusach for Ma'ariv, Shacharis, and Mincha. And therefore, says the Shmuley Lechwit, if somebody made a mistake and said the wrong nusach by the wrong tefillah, of course, deliberately, one may not do so, but the halacha is that if you made a mistake, you're allowed to do it. Where do they take that from? So he says it's based on the halacha that we just learned in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we just learned that you had these three boxes of the Trumas HaLishka that were marked Aleph Beis Gimel. But what happened if somebody, instead of using the first box first, did not use the first box first? So we learned them Sechta Shkolim, but the Eved, that's acceptable. So we see, because they're all Shkolim. Here too, since the main part of the Shmon Esrei is all the same, so of course, you're supposed to say the proper Shmon Esrei. But if you did it, it's going to be acceptable. We were still learning that the Gemara says Reb Yossi holds mitzvah beration, and the Gemara wants to know from where does he know it from. It says the Gemara, Reb Yossi the Pesach. It's Reb Yossi that we learned in regarding the current Pesach. The Tanya, as we learned in our previous year, Hamafrish Pesachoy is somebody designated an animal for current Pesach, V'Oved, and then that animal got lost. So V'Hifrish Achatachtav, so he designated a second animal. V'Akach Nimtzarishin. And as all the Rishonim point out, I found the first animal, and very Shneim are here. I have two in front of them. I have two animals. And the Rishonim point out that it's still before Chatzos. So the Zman for bringing the Korban Pesach has not yet come, and I could have both animals. Which is the animal that I should use for the Korban Pesach? Eizman Shiyitzu Yakrev, Divrei Chacham. The Chacham say it doesn't make a difference. You could use either or. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mitzvah Berishin. You should use the first animal. V'hoya Asheni Mufchem, but if the second animal is better, Yevienu, you should use that second animal. And I saw the Tosis makes the point that when do we say mitzvah b'mufcher? We say by the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is going to be eaten. So since the Korban Pesach is going to be eaten, we want to use the better animal. But in the sugya that we're learning here about the sar l'Hashem, the sar l'Azazel, the sar l'Hashem is going to be burnt, the sar l'Azazel is going to be thrown down the mountain, there is no concept of a mufcher. There's no point and talking about the better animal, and therefore Rav will agree that what Rabbi Yossi says, the mitzvah berishin, will always be the case here. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Memhei discusses a situation we know that when it comes to lighting the menorah on Chanukah, it's preferable to use oil. There was a person who didn't have any oil, so he started preparing his menorah with wax candles. And as he's preparing his menorah with wax candles, he has not yet lit the menorah, somebody brings him oil. Should he continue with the wax candles, or should he now use the oil? So he says, just like our Gemara says, that when there's a concept of mufchur, we should always use the mufchur. So says the Chacham Tzvi, if we said that using olive oil for the menorah, Chanukah menorah, is preferable, since he has not yet lit the candles, he should use the olive oil. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So Rava makes the following comment. Daikam Asnisa Karav, our Mishnah seems to follow the opinion of Rav, that when we have two animals that are designated for the same purpose, preferably use the first animal, and the Braisa, Kavosei the Rabbi Yochanan, that you use the second of that type of animal. Explains the Gemara. Masnisa Kavosei the Rav, how does our Mishnah seem to point in the direction of Rav? Dictating the Mishnah, that if one of the serum died, you bring another pair, and im sham shemes, and if the sar of Shem was the one that died, zeh sha'olah of agar l'shem, yiskayim tachtav. So now use the new sar, because the old sar l'shem is not here. Vidach. But what about for the sar l'azazel? It seems that our Mishnah holds to the koi koi. The one that was originally the sar l'azazel should remain the sar l'azazel. So the Mishnah points in the direction of Rav. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Braisa kavaseh Rabbi Yochanan. The Braisa points in the direction of Rabbi Yochanan. The Tani, because the Braisa teaches us, Sheni, when we say that one of the animals should be left to graze, we have two of the same type. One is going to be used, and one is Yirat Yistov. Says the Braisa, any Adeya. I don't know which one do we mean. Im L'Sheni Shebezogrishin, if from the first pair, Im L'Sheni Shebezogrishini, or from the second pair. Says the Braisa, K'shu Oimer, when the Torah says regarding the Sar Lazazel, Ya'amet Chai Lefnei Hashem, we learn from here, V'loi Shechaver Emes, the one that was always part of a pair of a living pair, not the one that was a pair to somebody, to an animal that died. So this is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that we take the second one. So as Tosfos points out, even though the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yochanan, this brisa holds like Rabbi Yochanan, it's not really exactly the same. Because as we learned on Amun Aleph, the basis for Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was connected to the halacha of Nidachim. Do animals become disqualified or not? The basis of Rabbi Isa is based on the pasuk, so that of Yom Etchai. But the point that the Gemara says, Tosfos, is they come to the same conclusion of that you should use the second animal. My mashma, says the Gemara, Yom Etchai, the one that was always good, V'loy Shekvar Omen. There are, I saw Mepharshim that explain that what the Gemara means to say here is that Yom Etchai V'loy Shekvar Omen is another way of expressing the issue of Dechiyah, which is the basis of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Tanan. So the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah quoted Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabban and Rabbi Huda, if the second Tzor should be taken to pasture, it should die. Vodam Rabbi Huda. So we learned at the end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Huda said, Nishpach Dam, that if the blood of the Tzor Lashem, the blood of the animal that was designated to be the Tzor Lashem, got spilled out, Yomus HaMishtaleach, then the other animal, so it's not usable, obviously, that animal, we should let the Tzor Mishaleach, Tzor Lazazel, that was identified as Tzor Lazazel, die, because it's Nitcha, and now we bring two new animals, and we do a new Goyro. Mesa Mishtaleach, or after we shechted the Tzor Lashem, the Tzor Lazazel died, so Yehuda says that animal can't be used, obviously, and the blood of the Tzor Lashem Yishafech Adam, and now we'll do a new Goyro. Says the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who's subscribing in our shir to the concept of Baal Chaim Nidachim, we understand the Mishnah very well. Because since it got disqualified when the blood of the Tzor Lashem spilled out, so then it becomes permanently disqualified. Ella asked the Gemara, according to Rav, who says that animals just become because they become disqualified, does not mean that they're permanently disqualified. Why should it be die? It's disqualified until we do a new gyral, and then we could use it. Answers the Gemara, Amalek Rav, that's part of the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And indeed, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold the concept of Nidachim. Rabbi Yehuda is going to have to agree with Rabbi Yochanan. And says, Rav, I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda like Kamina. My opinion certainly cannot be consistent with what Rabbi Yehuda said. But I'm not following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm following Kamina, leave it to Rabbanan. I'm following the opinion of the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, you can use the first animal because Rabbanan don't hold of Dichui, says the Gemara. So Bishlam al-Rav. So now, says the Gemara, according to Rav, we could understand the machloikus of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And that's why the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah the word v'oid. First, there's a machloikus if it's mesa or yira. That Rabbi Yehuda, the chum hold that's yira shistav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mesa. And then he also says v'oid. That I hold Nidachim, says Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan obviously do not. And Rav holds like the Rabbanan. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that they both, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, both agree to Baal Nidachim, the my pligi. What does the Mishnah mean when the word said oid? Oid means there's something more than just the machloikus being if the animal that's not going to be used should be left to die, or year after you starve and sell it and use the proceeds. So we see that the Mishnah, by using the word oid, is indicating that they're also arguing over the concept of Nidachim, and the Chacham don't hold of Nidachim, And Rabban and Yehuda does hold of Nidachim. And Rav could say, as he just did say, that I hold of Nidachim. So isn't our Mishnah clearly a raya that not everybody holds Nidachim, like Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, that there's clearly an opinion, the opinion of the Chachamim, that don't hold of Nidachim. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that everybody holds Nidachim? Says Omer Rava, so that's what Rava says. That's exactly what we said. Hamrina, Daikam Asnis Kavasid Rav. And this is another raya that the Mishnah holds like Rav, because the way to learn the Mishnah by saying the word Va'oid is telling us that the Tanakama, Chachamim, did not say by living animals we apply the concept of Nidachim.